Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Lessons episodes of Success Story, part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. These lessons episodes will be shorter conversations with past guests, valued members of the Success Story community, and myself. They'll be focused on teaching you actionable, insightful takeaways that you can use to upskill your personal and professional life. If you had an entrepreneur that's looking to take a product to market, what advice or how would you suggest they start to build a personal brand? Because we're already going to be on the same page about you have to have a personal brand to some extent. I think it's very important as opposed to just building a company brand. You have a product and you have a CEO or a founder that puts themselves out there, and they're not just an invisible founder CEO. I think that it makes a huge difference in a company. So when you look at how David built his channel, when you look at how you built your channel, your content, your Instagram following, your TikTok, what are the things that hit home? Because you have like some sort of formula that works. I mean, you see it with your friends. So somebody's trying to figure this out for the first time. Where do they start?
I think the number one thing is authenticity. I think being authentic, being yourself, and truly taking a step back and asking yourself, did I love that? Do I love what I'm doing in this post, video, story, whatever the fuck it is? I think that's number one. That's key. And whether you're goofy or whether you're super intelligent and upright, whatever your brand is what your brand is. And not everyone's gonna like it. And that's just what it is. So I think that if you're authentic to yourself, people will see that. And if you're bullshitting, people will see right through that. And that's when it doesn't work. When people are like, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. Like even through a screen, it's really weird. People tell. People can tell. You know what I mean? When you're not being authentic, people can tell.
Yeah, I feel. I mean, like even with like when we do interviews and shit like that, like I think that as I've progressed, like my show, I've like toned down the formality of the shows, just because when I first started, dude, I was like 3-piece suit fucking doing this, like full in, like I felt like that's what you had to do. Like you go back to the original ones, it was like dressed up, and now I'm just wearing like it is because it's hot outside, but still it's like it just feels more fun. And I think when things are more fun, they come easier, and then you don't stress as much about the content you make.
People resonate with you more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you're not authentic, people don't see you for what you are, so they can't really connect with you, right? It's hard to connect with somebody that has a fucking wall in front of them.
Did you, like, when you first started creating content, I mean, like, I feel like people put up a wall because they're stressed and they're nervous, and yeah, you have this like thing, you know, this voice in your head telling you people are going to perceive me a certain way, and you know, I don't want them to think that I'm full of shit, I don't want them to think I'm stupid, or I don't want, you know, my boss to think that I'm acting like a clown on social. So you put up this like facade. But when you first started, how did you get over that? Because obviously everybody has that stress when they first record their first video or they first put out their first post. Seriously.
Yeah, so I'm in a very interesting situation, because my followers, my following, mostly was given to me. And by given, I mean, like, literally handed over to me. How it was handed over was, I was in David's videos, I was in David's posts, and obviously he's one of the biggest influencers in the world. So when they see him and they see me with him, they go follow me. So again, I'm in a very, very rare situation where I've attained these followers through a handout, essentially. I didn't necessarily earn these followers. Now, it's interesting because with Zila, right, and my Instagram page on Zila, like, those followers I consider earned. And the reason is because there's work behind that brand. My personal brand, my personal Instagram, for example, I didn't give a fuck about. And I was just kind of like, I'm going to post shit that I think is funny, you know, simple as that. And I hopefully people like it. If they don't, whatever. But I thought what I posted was cool. People thought it was cool. And that was kind of that. There was never a moment where I had a wall in front of me. I was always open. I was always like, fuck it. You know, these followers are following me. Then I might as well have fun.
Do you get, like, at the level like that David's at, obviously he gets some of it, but I'm sure you get some of it too. Like, do you get like a ton of hate with the shit that you post, or like at that level where you see like millions of people see you, like, what does that come with?
I mean, it depends. I try to keep things pretty neutral because I just don't think that going on the offensive and or making a statement that allows someone to necessarily argue,
like, polarizing statements and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is about social media, it's fake isn't the word. I mean, it is fake, but fake isn't the word. It's very toxic. It's very, very toxic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's even hard to talk about because there's so much nuance, there's so much bullshit that goes on that, like, you know, yeah, sometimes people get hate. And if, you know, someone's listening and they're...
But basically, you don't let that affect you, basically. Like, you have this, you have some sort of thick skin, or...
No, I don't let it affect me because anything like that, I don't let it affect me. Like, if there's a comment that is... constructive criticism, totally. I'll take that any day. I'll take that fucking seven out of... I'd rather know what I'm doing bad than what I'm doing good. But when it's like hate, like petty hate, fuck that. I don't pay attention to that. It's just like it takes up way too much of your headspace, way too much mind share.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to let those people go, and you know, it is what it is. People, again, not everyone's gonna like you, you know. And that just is what it is. And the people that fuck with you. And if the people don't fuck with you, then, you know, whatever. Go look at somebody else. No one's forcing you to fucking look at my story or my video or my advice. There's tons of other people out there. Go ahead.
100%. No, I think it's a healthy way to look at it. I just sort of, I want to bring this out because when people do put themselves out there, like, I'm trying to, like, eliminate all the fears they could have about putting themselves on social and, when, again, you know, yeah, you don't have 5 million people or 10 million people that follow your every move, but you have like millions and you've been exposed to that. So you just have to be in the right headspace going into it and build your tribe, because again, if everybody likes you, you're probably not doing something right anyways. I mean,
right.
you whatever you build, somebody will hate it no matter what.
100%.
Okay, yeah. So you're building Zila. You also have a podcast. What is your, like... And you also trade, and then you're doing the pizza thing. So you have like, you like do a lot of shit. So you have, why podcast? What was that for you? Why did you, for example, not go and try and build something like a massive YouTube channel based on just pure vlogs? Like, what was the podcast play?
So I just like podcasting. I like talking to my friends. I like sharing information. I like sharing stories. And that's pretty much it. There was no specific intent behind it. I like telling stories. I like making people laugh, you know. So that's kind of the story behind why I even do the podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.